News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mr. Rob Centers on the other side of the glass doing his duties diligently. Mr. Matt Catrillo's got the day off, but Taylor Schultz is over in the newsroom, so we appreciate her keeping track of the email and monitoring traffic, so we appreciate that. In the studio with us now, Ryland Ebright is here. He's from Middleburg. He's a Republican Snyder County Commissioner candidate. They know about him out at the Paxtonville United Methodist Church, or Middleburg Revitalization, and certainly at the Reliance Hose Company. You're a volunteer firefighter, right?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, well, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And president of the Reliance Hose Company, right?
Correct.
All right, so fantastic. Well, good for you. Well, thanks for that service. We appreciate that. Why run for Snyder County Commissioner?
I'm 19 years old, and just came to me that I wanted to run for Snyder County Commissioner. My grandfather was the first 911 director in Snyder County, and deputy sheriff as well. He is also my late grandfather now. And he also was the Middleburg chief of police. And I think that just drove me to get into politics and be civic minded. And I think it's my duty to continue out that service to our community. And with being 19 years old, that comes with a young, modern, conservative approach to how we run our government. And I think that will help us in Snyder County, because you never have seen a 19-year-old run for county commissioner, not even in Snyder County, but any county around. But I think the young, modern, conservative approach will go a long way. And just my willingness to help people has really shined through.
Young, modern, conservative. Okay, well, youth, we can the young, we're good to go. What's the difference between a modern public servant and maybe an old-fashioned one?
Well, it just goes to show that more ideas, when we integrate older and new ideas, we have much more broader spectrum of where we can go, coming with economic growth, retention of younger people. That's the big issue right now. Where are all our younger people going? They're going to Philadelphia, Harrisburg, places we don't have ties to.
Right, some people call that the brain drain. What can we do to address that?
Well, it's just reaching out to people and seeing how we can help them. I mean, we have to look at every situation, and really we have to help to bring those people back by looking at their needs, bringing business opportunity here. Most of our opportunities in Snyder County are industry-driven, and also we have to provide technical education, broadening our technical education, one technical school in Union County, maybe bringing one into Snyder County.
Which one is in Union County, New Berlin, or the SunTech, you mean?
Yep, SunTech.
Okay, so maybe one in Snyder County. Well, individual students in Snyder County have an opportunity to go to SunTech, correct?
Yep.
So the Midwest is part of that. So what else could we do? Solve the brain drain? You mentioned also conservatism. So what are conservative ideas that might help Snyder County?
As far as conservative ideas with that, we have to keep our taxes low to create opportunities for people to come here. That's what people are looking for. They're looking for low taxes, conservative approach, and helping to bring them here is big as far as growing our economy and keeping our taxes low.
Right. You work at the new Central Susquehanna Regional 911. Any changes in public safety or 911 that you'd like to see if you're a commissioner?
I think that the current 911 center is doing its part. I think we can do more. I don't know what that looks like yet, but I'm sure there's opportunities to move forward even further.
All right. Yeah, as time goes on, you may have different ideas that pop up. You talked about economic development. What can we do as it relates to jobs?
Well, currently, obviously, we know that Wood Mode has closed up shop, and really right now we need to focus on getting people back on their feet, whether they're going to go into retirement from Wood Mode or they're going to go to another job. Currently, that's what our current status has to be. We have to help those people get off their feet and make sure they're comfortable where they're at, because obviously we lost the biggest employer in Snyder County, and that's devastating. So helping them to get off their feet, but then we need to look into other business opportunities. Really, we have to reach out to every area, talking with Chamber of Commerce, Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, to bring in new businesses and even other organizations, just to understand the impact that economic growth can have on our county.
I was at the Union County Commissioners Forum last night, held by the Lewisburg, the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg area, and the trouble was they identified two problems. One, that they think the Northumberland County Commissioners fight too much, and they think that the Union County Commissioners don't fight enough, that they get along too well. What's your view on this idea of getting along with your fellow commissioners?
I think that will go a long way. We have to separate party lines and really do what's best for the people.
You mean get rid of party?
I'm not saying get rid of party lines. I mean, you still have to have those party affiliations, but not focus as much on party lines, but work together for the common good of the people. That's the main goal. We're not here to say who's better, who's worse. We're here to be for the people of the county.
How are you campaigning? Explain what you're doing to spread your word here.
Number one is Facebook page. I have a large Facebook page. Also going door to door. I think that's very vital to a campaign in the political world. And just talking to people. See what their needs are. Understanding how everything works and what they're looking for, attending commissioner meetings, understanding how all that ties into what the people want and what the current business of the county is.
Yeah, tell me about attending commissioner meetings. How many have you been to and what have you seen?
I've been to about 2 months worth since probably the end of March going into this.
That would be eight then, once a week, right?
Yep. Some of them were canceled. Obviously, we focus on full-time commissioner, but some of them were canceled due to people not making it. But some of the things that were discussed were the recycling grant program, the home grant program, which they're focusing on in Snyder County. But there wasn't many big things that were discussed as far as impacting the people of the county.
All right. And have you learned anything at commissioner meetings?
Just to see how the process works and see the functions of all the current commissioners.
And you know what liquid fuels monies are?
Yep.
All right. So you pick that up along the way. You hear people talking about taxes. I don't think it's a budget time right at the moment. Mm-hmm. But you hear taxes. What's your view on taxes?
Well, taxes are a big thing in any county, but particularly for Snyder County. Taxes have been raised 3 times in the last 10 years. And obviously we know who was elected during that time. Do your research and find out who that was. And also,
what, Peggy Chamberlain Roop and Joe Kantz and
Malcolm Durr.
Yeah, thank you. So they're partially responsible for tax increases, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, only one of them is sticking around, so I guess that's what you want to keep in mind. What else did you learn at commissioner meetings?
Obviously, you said about the liquid fuels. Mm-hmm. We had some of those projects come in while I was there and approved.
Well, it's just money. The commissioners turn it into a project, potentially.
Yep, that's correct. But I was just, you know, you said about the liquid fuels.
Okay.
But
what about reassessment? Has that come up in your thought process at all, this idea of looking at property values in Snyder County?
Well, as a commissioner, candidate, I think that that should be done regularly. I don't know what that, if it's every year, every 2 years, or whatever, but reassessing properties is something that some people talk to me about, and I think it's time that we do that. And
all right. Tell me more about you. We're just about out of time, but introduce us. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I'm 19 years old and a recent graduate of Midwest High School. As you said when you introduced me, president of the Reliance Hose Company.
And I don't think I said president, so good for you.
And member of the Middleburg Revitalization and technology director of Paxville United Methodist Church, and also a 911 telecommunicator in Snyder and Union County Consolidated Center.
Oh, okay. So you—that's that. That's your church affiliation. Anything else? I know that you have a couple of little things on your resume, that places where you go and things like that.
Yep. And I mean, I'm involved in a lot, and people can definitely reach out to me, contact me anywhere, because most of the time you can see me at public events and being involved in the community.
All right. And how can people find more information out about you? That Facebook page you talked about?
That's correct. And also on that Facebook page, there's a phone number and an email address that's very accessible to myself.
If they have more questions. Okay. I'll give you a closing statement. Anything to add?
I would like to say that please do your research on the candidates at hand. This upcoming election is very contested, and I want people to know that they should be researching every candidate and seeing what they have to bring to the table. And just in closing, I'd like to say I'm young, modern, conservative, and I plan to address economic growth while retaining some of our younger generation coming into the county, and also combat the drug epidemic that's so prevalent today. We know that's a big issue, and it's something that not many people want to discuss, or they don't know much about it. And as a younger person, you know, going through school, you've seen so much of that impact so many of my friends, and it's difficult to understand that.
Ryland Ebright of Middleburg, age 19, you told me, right?
That's correct.
All right. Running for Snyder County Commissioner on the Republican ticket. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.